You've been listening to At Issue.
My name is Eric from Catskill, and you're listening to WGXC Acre 90.7 FM.
Tune in to Radio for Open Ears on Tuesday, February 12th at 4 p.m. on the WGXC Afternoon Show. Rob Bujan is Hudson's first ward alderperson and guest co-host today with Columbia County Clerk Holly Tanner. Plus, Matt Morrell calls in with his chairman of the Columbia County Board of Supervisors report. And Rashid Barksdale previews the 9th annual Run This Town charity celebrity basketball game. On the WGXC Afternoon Show from 4 to 6 p.m. Tuesday, at 6 p.m. on All Together Now, Chad Weckler speaks with local artists Charlotta Jansen and Shannon Greer, curators of the Hudson Milner Art Salon in Hudson. And at 10 p.m. from somewhere in Hudson, New York, Dan Seward brings you the Battlefield Earth Show on WGXC 90.7 FM and WGXC.org. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a winter storm warning from 10 a.m. on Tuesday, February 12th, until noon on February 13th. Tuesday, the snow is supposed to start falling after 10 a.m., could turn to sleet at times and freezing rain. 5 to 9 inches is expected over the next 24 hours. The high of 25 on Tuesday, and the temperature hovering around 31 on Tuesday night. Wednesday should have a high of 36, with snow changing to rain throughout the day. Could be some lingering snow showers Wednesday night, with a low around 22. Thursday should be partly sunny, with a high near 38 and a low around 30. You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, listener-supported radio for open ears.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
And now, welcome to Forgotten Geek. Sorry, experiencing some technical difficulties as I'm getting used to the new Hudson studio. First time working out of it. Hilo, usual location, is getting going or growing with some renovation. So, last I went into DC and TV, movie and TV news, Patty Jenkins told Heat Vision the likely inevitable third Wonder Woman movie would bring her into contemporary times. It also broke that Aquaman gets the next mid-budget standalone spinoff with The Trench, a horror film produced by James Wan, focusing on the monstrous creatures evolved from ancient Atlanteans lost down in the titular location and not featuring any cast from the mothership. Also confirmed is that James Gunn has all but signed on the bottom line for the Suicide Squad's next mission, likely with a mostly new cast of characters and some actors. Margot Robbie's Harley Quinn will likely be busy elsewhere, as THR claims Birds of Prey and the Fantabulous Emancipation of One Harley Quinn may kick off a trilogy, including another stab again in femme fatale-focused Gotham City Sirens, made as the follow-up followed itself by a crossover slash duke them out by the two groups. Q sad fleck meme, as while staking out June 25th, 2021 for Matt Reeves' The Batman, WB confirmed Ben Affleck is out of the cowl. Variety claims Reeves is looking for a name and preferably younger, with bookies heavily betting on past candidates Jake Gyllenhaal and Armie Hammer. And the director himself told THR that while it will feature multiple rogues, the focus is more on the Caped Crusaders, less focused on in cinema detective skills. Transitioning out of the tight set, a classic published by DC has finally reached the end of a long road to live action. At the Television Critics Association, FX announced Why the Last Man has been given a full season order, shortened to just Why, and starring Barry Keoghan, Diane Lane, and Imogen Poots, in the story of a young escape artist and his helper monkey, the only males left following a plague. Deadline reported on several indie comic pickups, as Justified showrunner Graham Yost is developing Grifter Golden and Tom Snegoski's Boom-published Talent for Fox, concerning the sole survivor of an airplane crash who suddenly has the talents of her co-passengers. Netflix has tapped colossal director Nacho Vigalondo to adapt Santiago Garcia and Pepo Perez's El Vecino, The Neighbor, about a newbie superhero dealing with normal problems like job loss and being dumped. Back to new Bat Wrangler Matt Reeves is producing a Netflix film adaptation of Philip Kennedy Johnson and Matthew Dowell Smith's Last Sons of America, set in a dystopian future where birth rates have dwindled and children are a precious commodity, with Peter Dinklage set to play one of two brothers who run an adoption agency in Colombia who get drawn into a dark mystery behind the world situation. THR reports fellow Thrones alum Maisie Williams will co-star in Julius Berg's adaptation of The Owners by Herman and Yves Yuppin, about childhood friends in rural 90s England inspired by a sociopath to rob an elderly doctor. Stranger Things producers and End of the World creator Jonathan Entwistle will adapt Charlie Forman's graphic novel I Am Not Okay With This, about a high school girl having to deal with telekinetic powers on top of the usual problems. Sony dug really deep into Rob Liefeld's and their own drawer, announcing they're resuming development of the Deadpool creator's short-lived 2001 webcomic Shrink, about a retired superheroine-turned-psychiatrist for superheroes, and once slated to star Jennifer Lopez. Amazon announced a killer voice cast for it in Seth Rogen's animated adaptation of Robert Kirkman's Invincible, with Steven Yeun as the titular teen hero, J.K. Simmons as his father Omni-Man, and rounding out the cast with Rogen, Sandra Oh, Gillian Jacobs, Zazie Beetz, and Mark Hamill. So, here is David Bowie with Love You Till Tuesday.
Just look through your window, look who sits outside. Little me is waiting, standing through the night. When you walk out through your door, I'll wave my flag and shout, beautiful baby, my burning desire started on Sunday. Give me your heart and I'll love you till Tuesday.
da 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 da. Who's that hiding in the apple tree, clinging to a branch? Don't be afraid, it's only me, hoping for a little romance. If you lie beneath my shade, I'll keep you nice and cool. Oh, beautiful baby, I was very lonely till I met you on Sunday. My passion's never ending and I love it till Tuesday. Da-da-da-dum, 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 da-da-da-dum. Let the wind blow through your hair, be nice to the big blue sea. Don't be afraid of the man in the moon, because it's only me. I shall always watch you until my love runs dry. Beautiful baby, my heart's aflame. I'll love you till Tuesday. My head's in a whirl, and I'll love you till Tuesday. Love, 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 love you till Tuesday. Love, 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 love you till Tuesday. Da 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 dum. Da 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 dum. Ba 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 bum. Da 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 dum. Da 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 dum. Da 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 da. Well, I might stretch it till Wednesday.
Why do we cry? Dog the hog, come up in the place. There's dollar signs in your eyes and a smile in your face. You wanna live fat, off of my sack. You got more drag than the low-low, though. Cut the act, cause back before 92 and 93, you didn't give a damn about Warren G. But now that I'm slanging platinum LPs, all of a sudden you on my NUTs. Ain't nothing you can do to make it stop, cause money makes the world go round. And the panties drop, I ain't in love though, I don't need the pressure. I just wanna dig it like I'm digging for treasure. Some of y'all had a good thing that you couldn't keep. Thought you was TLC, you had to creep. You say you had love, I said you need to quit it. It's all about the dope, so what's love got to do with it?
What's love got to do? Got to do with it.
That's right.
That's down for months. Before I made beats, I was down the grind. Back then, every single homie had my back. Now they peeping my stack and they talking about Jack. But I'm the same brother day in and day out, and I'ma stay that way until the day I lay out. And the casket is drastic, cause homies is plastic. Break them off some bread, they want the whole damn basket. If you's a true homie, you would wish me well. Not plot to see a brother fail. Jealous as hell, we used to get the same riches. Now your trigger finger got the itches. Scheming on my riches, which is not a surprise. My eyes be game. 211s, 187s, it's all the same, it's all a shame. Homies a jacket for your grip. Ain't no love involved, because it's all about the chips.
What's love?
Labels telling fables, making the messed up deals under the table. Labels telling fables, making the messed up deals under the tables. You got every last dime, cause in this rap game, it's all about the buck. You've been over for the label, and you will get. How you run up in a skirt and then you throw. The record label do the same thing to you. 90% business, 10% show. Ain't no love in this game, cause it's all about the dough.
What's love got to do? Got to do with it.
That's right.
That set started off with David Bowie, Love You Till Tuesday, off his very first album, and Andy Williams with Theme from the Valley of the Dolls. And you just heard Warren G and Adina Howard with What's Love Got to Do with It off, believe it or not, the Super Cop soundtrack. Now, back to Geek Speak, and the endgame will go long, as the Russo brothers told Collider, April's Avengers epic will likely stick with their 3-hour edit, which has tested well. Disney CEO Bob Iger told Coming Soon what everyone knew, the R-rated corner of the X-movieverse will continue, possibly rebranded, and likely expanded beyond Deadpool, so come on, Moon Knight and Midnight Suns movies/miniseries. Reaching what is claimed to be a plan for end, FX announced at the Television Critics Association the Legion's third season will be its last and feature Papa Xavier as betrayed by Harry Lloyd. Also canceled before it could even get out of the gate is Alan Heinberg's female hero-focused Marvel show for ABC, according to Deadline. Transition into animation. Another part of the Disney Fox access is increasing its Marvel real estate. Hulu has greenlit 4 adult animated series and a special focused on some of the more mostly ridiculous characters of the universe. Kevin Smith and Dave Willis will produce Howard the Duck. Patton Oswalt and Jordan Bloom bring MODOK some boost. Josh Gordon and Will Speck will handle Hit Monkeys, Tokyo, Underworld Rampage, and Chelsea Handler will co-pen and produce Tigra and Dazzler, following the Feline Avenger and Singing X-Men, all coming together because haven't you been paying attention to how this works for the last 10 plus years with The Offenders? And I think but wouldn't swear that this might end up being the first appearance of a mutant character, in the case of Dazzler, under a straight up Marvel production. Segue to animation and back to the Disney Fox. Oh, let's see. Tiny Lister lets slip to Dave and Buster's that 2 more trips to Zootopia are in order. And Lin-Manuel Miranda's dad told Page Six his Hamiltonian son is talking to Disney about a sequel to Moana that would focus on a new Latino princess. Production Weekly announced production has begun on the 3rd SpongeBob movie, It's a Wonderful Sponge. First to use CGI animation for the entire film rather than just the live-action sequences, and rumored to be a prequel. THR, meanwhile, reports 2 of Paramount's Netflix co-productions will be animated movies for The Loud House and The Ninja Turtles' current Rise of Incarnations. Watch this space. After IGN confirmed the subtitle for James Cameron and Tim Miller's Terminator retcool is Dark Fate, they asked Cameron if he was interested in Neil Blomkamp's own canceled retcool for the Alien saga. Any response that there is something in the works there? I did not either. I did not. Oh, hi, Jaws. At a screening of The Room, Tommy Wiseau debuted a teaser for what he intends to be his next film, Big Shark, reuniting him with Greg Sestero as several firefighters combat a shark in New Orleans. And heads up to anyone using Digital Film Locker Ultraviolet, the service will cease operation July 31st. Users have been advised to not delete their library, and instead to have a retailer account or connection to continue access. Vudu, however, has assured customers their service will not be affected. And now, here are the Easy Beats with Pretty Girl.
Walks up and down the street, pretty girl, kind of girl I like to meet. She don't even know my name, shame, but it wouldn't be right just to walk up to her, and I wouldn't feel right just to stand back while a pretty girl walks up and down the street, pretty girl, kind of girl I like to meet. She don't even know my name, shame, she's got great blue eyes and love.
Take care. realize that it's okay. Till then, let's stay 6 feet away. Girl, shut that gate. Hold on.
Started with the Easy Beats' Pretty Girl, then Adam Fleming, Matthew J. Morrison, Manly Pope, and Michael Selbeck as a fictional boy band in singing Let's Wait, Let's Date from the forgotten Lisa Kudrow, Damon Wayans flop Marcy X. And then you heard Biz Markie and a group I once swore in my mind to never play on the show, but that's why I only say in my mind, because I know eventually I'll go back on it. The Spin Doctors with That's the Way I Like It from Space Jam soundtrack. It's like, wow, last year I played Uncle Cracker, now the Spin Doctors. Anyways, Shyamalan's Tales from the Crypt may be interred in its tomb, but EC Comics will live again on screen if Hive Mind has anything, the company behind the upcoming Witcher and Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, have anything to do with it. They have begun development on lesser-known to non-comic fans' Weird Fantasy as a TV show. And though a sister publication to Weird Science, I predict any show that gets made will adapt from that and the more well-known horror titles. They're also developing a biopic on EC publisher and Mad Magazine creator William H. Gaines, which is as close as I'll get to my long dream of dramatization of the comic book morality scare and congressional hearings of the 50s. If you're one of some multiculturalism with your horror anthologies, HBO has you covered. Entertainment Weekly revealed that starting this month, available on their digital platforms is Folklore, an original HBO Asia series from last year that dramatizes legends from six Asian countries, directed by some of the area's best talents. Deadline broke that the Resident Evil will, as many suspect, to get a streaming reboot, as Constantine Films has begun developing a series with Netflix. The re-cajoning will continue as Nicolas Cage is signed on to another long-awaited comeback as Hardware, and for a week or two, Dr. Moreau. Director Richard Stanley gets his adaptation of H.P. Lovecraft's classic The Color Out of Space off the ground. Bernard Quartermass is set for a legendary return as the production powerhouse is teaming up with the resurgent Hammer to bring Nigel Neal's cosmic horror combating scientists back to the big screen, tapping night manager screenwriter David Farr to pen. For once, someone is following the DC Films example rather than the other way around, as Universal has moved forward with abandoning the Dark Universe, Shared Universe, or standalone remakes, starting by signing up Grey director Leigh Whannell for the Invisible Man remake. As he no doubt awaits New Mutants' fate with trepidation, Josh Boone is at least getting to make the stand in some form, having once developed a two-part film readaptation of Stephen King's apocalyptic classic. He is now teaming up with SEAL Team producer Ben Gavell on a 10-episode CBS All Access adaptation. Several horror and related docs of notes include the recently debuted Shudder adaptation of Dr. Robin Armine Coleman's Horror Noir, A History of Black Horror. Following their acquisition of Roger Corman's New Horizons catalog, Shout Factory announced work has begun on a 13-episode doc, Corman's Hollywood. MPI Media intends to release sometime this spring Master of Dark Shadows, a history of the classic horror soap narrated by Ian McShane. Speaking of tortured bloodsuckers, the CW has given the go-ahead on the long-in-development Lost Boys TV reboot pilot. Originally a decade-spanning generational saga pitch by Veronica Mars, creator Rob Thomas, they're instead going with a new take by Scandal's Heather Mitchell. Hulu, on the other thing, has acquired American broadcast and remake rights to hit Israeli vampire drama Judah, Variety reports. As Jason Karczyk steps away from directing a follow-up to his acclaimed immortal cannibal Henry Rollins horror thriller He Never Died to focus on a TV remake, Audrey Cummings steps in to helm She Never Died, starring Olunike Adeleye as another immortal cannibal who sets out to take down a dark web snuff outfit. Empire first reported Edgar Wright had set on his next film, and Variety quickly gave a title and a lead. So Ho will be a horror thriller in the tradition of Repulsion and Don't Look Now, and will star the witches Anya Taylor-Joy. Lakeith Stanfield is reuniting with Jordan Peele to be the new one uttering Candyman. Collider reports he will betray a new researcher who awakens the tragic and murderous specter originally portrayed by Tony Todd, who has ruled himself out for reprising the role but hopes to make some appearance in the requel. Now, from the actually still pretty good, I mean, nothing ever be, of course, it's not going to be Rocky Horror, but I think as time has gone on, Shock Treatment has, you know, gained its own appreciation, I hope. So here is Richard O'Brien singing Little Black Dress.
Ever since I was a little boy, dressing up has always been my greatest joy. But when it's time to be discreet, there's one thing you just can't beat. And it's a strapless, backless, classical little black dress. Well, first you go rip, rip, rip. Then you go snip, snip, snip. Then you whip it and zip, zip, zip. I split it up to the hip, hip, hip.
Shiver and quiver
for that soft caress as you slip, slip, slip into that little black dress.
Ever since I was the Eine Kleine Herren, it was the cordon bleu for which I am most caring. and the one tastes treat so sweet that really came to be beef is what we have. Yeah, how you are, caviar, that little black mess.
Well, first you go rip, rip, rip. Then you go snip, snip, snip. Then you whip in a zip, zip, zip. Spread out through the hip, hip, hip. Then as you strip, strip, strip. Oh, you quiver, you shiver. For that soft caress as you slip, slip, slip into that little black dress. That's the animal. Face it, Mac, that basic black is coming back.
Let's face it, Mac, that basic black is coming back.
Let's face it, Mac, that basic black is coming back. Minimal.
Minimal.
Criminal.
Criminal.
Cynical.
Little black dress.
Under the arc of the weather stained boards, ancient goblins and warlords come out the ground, not making a sound. The smell of death is all around. And at night when the cold wind blows, no one cares and nobody knows. I don't want to be buried in a pet cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. I don't want to be buried in a pet cemetery. Feel this chill. Victor squinting flesh running away. Skeleton dance, I curse this thing. And the night when the wolves cry out, listen close and you can hear me shout. Me shout. I don't want to be buried in a pet cemetery. Thank you.
set started with Richard O'Brien, Little Black Dress from the Rocky Horror sequel Shock Treatment. Then the Top Cats covering Pet Sematary, which will begin a looking pretty good readaptation soon. And you just heard XTC with Poor Skeleton Pops Steps Out. A few quick recommendations for online viewing. The aforementioned Lakeith Stanfield can be seen in Sorry to Bother You on Amazon Prime, a brilliant race and social satire in the Michel Gondry tradition. In fact, Gondry does an animated segment, and you'll hear Patton Oswalt and David Cross, but not see him. Don't want to ruin it. It deserved at least some art direction or screenplay nominations. Death Race 2050, a.k.a. the remake we should have had, is on Netflix and is very goofy and stupid like it should be. And Malcolm McDowell is not wasted as Mr. President. And There's Nothing Out There, which can be found up on YouTube, is pretty much the forgotten horror satire that Scream kind of mostly is halfway ripped off, as in Craven's Kid showed him it, or the script not long before he made Scream. Whatever the case, is pretty good itself. So going to our last full set, for starting off with sort of a double shot of Danzig, first off of his symphonic album Black Aria, under his full name Glenn Danzig, here is Shifter.
Yeah!
Thank you for listening to Forgotten Geek today. I'll be back in a couple of weeks as we start a pledge drive, and I'll also be doing an Oscars-related show, mostly playing Forgotten nominees and winners. And you just heard the last set was Glenn Danzig with Shifter, and then She Rides, which fought a good pace against the Tipper stickers, obviously, because there's actually nothing explicit in it, but ooh, sexual content. Anyways, and in 1919 with Cry Wolf. Now we'll be going out today with Blondie covering Heroes. So have a good afternoon.
I would be free. And you will be king. Know nothing. We'll drive them away. We can beat them. Just for one day. We can be heroes. Just for one day. And you can be me. Us together, we could steal time just for one day. We can be heroes forever.